Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. I'm your host, Destiny, aka Des. Y'all, I'm so sorry that I've been gone for so long. I don't even have any excuses. I don't have anything to say. I have been procrastinating, and I just haven't been consistent with my show. I haven't been consistent with my Instagram for the show, making flyers and stuff. I just haven't been on my stuff. I've been really, really just in my own little world. And it's crazy because I was getting reminders left and right, like, oh, when are you posting? When are you posting? When are you posting? And my dumb self just completely just, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. I didn't want to come on here with like just a negative. I didn't want to come over here just like a negative attitude because I was like in a funk. So I just didn't. That's not an excuse though, because I still should have like kept it real and came on here and like whatever I was going through, I could have like, you know, I could have talked to y'all about it and we could have had some feedback and we could have had a conversation about it. But I just was feeling just, you know, that on top of procrastination just wasn't a good combination, which I really need to work on my procrastination because it stops me from doing everything. It stopped me from studying from the LSAT. It stopped me from applying to school. It stopped me from doing the simplest things like doing laundry, which I'm supposed to be doing now. But it's okay. I need to get my priorities together and I'm aware of that. But I do have some good news, y'all. I'm graduating this weekend. The school is letting us come and letting class 2020 come and walk across the stage. So I do get to graduate this weekend. I remember, I don't know if I mentioned it in the last episode or if it's just something I was saying out loud. I was feeling a bit down that I didn't get the opportunity to like walk across the stage. I kind of just wanted that moment to be about me. I was upset about that. So I'm just happy that the school is letting us walk. There was a moment where I didn't even want to cross the stage. I didn't want to go because, you know, my school is a little unorganized. I didn't feel like dealing with all that. But my mom was just like, you know, I want to see it. I would love for the family to see it. So we're just going to go. I can only have like 2 tickets. So otherwise, I would have made like a big spectacle about it. But I can only have 2 tickets. So I had to just make do with what I had. And I decided last minute to go and I had to get my shit together very last minute, but I was able to do it. I still got to go get some jewelry and shit like that. But for the most part, I'm together. I think I'm just a little scared to go back to Ohio just because like when I get on the campus, I don't know, the school just, it ignites so much anxiety inside of me. So I'm excited to graduate, but I'm nervous. I'm nervous and excited. So whatever, but yeah, that's just the update of what's been going on. I apologize, y'all. I really do. I didn't even want to come over here. I didn't even know what I was going to come on here and talk about today. Like, I was on the phone with my friend earlier. Shout out to Deja. I was on the phone with my friend earlier, and I was just like, I just need to record. And she's like, yeah, you need to record. Quit playing. So, I'm here, and yeah. And y'all, I made such a rookie mistake. I went to go buy some headphones for the podcast, but they weren't the Beats Studio, so they don't have the aux cord to plug into the microphone. So, yeah, waste of money. I'm going to keep them, though, to continue my workout journey. So, when I do continue my workout journey, which I'm going to continue when I get back up. Anyway, so that's enough about me. Like, I'm up here. That's why I hate recording after I've taken such a long hiatus because I never know what to say. Like, I always come back and just ramble on and on and on. I don't want to ramble. I want my podcast to always have a purpose. I always want to have something to say. And I don't know. I feel like because I've just been so discombobulated that I just don't even know what to even say to y'all. It's like I get in front of the microphone and I'm immediately camera shy again. I'm immediately scared. I don't know what to say, but I figured I might as well come on here and say something, because I mean, what the fuck. Anyways, so I guess what I'll do, I'll just kind of make this like a gap year update, and then I'm gonna try so hard to stay on a consistent schedule. Like, I'm going to try, because, and I feel like I'm so repetitive. I say this every single time I go MIA because I literally do have so many ideas for my show. Like, I have, my journals are filled with ideas. I'm at work scribbling down ideas. And when it comes to actually executing them, I just don't do it. And I don't know why, because this is the one thing that just makes me so, so happy to do. Like, I literally just get so excited when I think about this. And I do want to thank y'all again for giving me 1,000 listens. Like, Y'all are really listening to me. I really appreciate the feedback. Like, I really got people supporting me, and I'm up here being inconsistent, so I don't like that I'm doing that. So I'm going to really try to get it together. I was going through a phase where I just wasn't giving a fuck about anything. I didn't care about my responsibilities. All I did was go to work and come home. So I'm really trying to get that shit back together. I'm really trying to, like, just get back in the mood of just being consistent with my show, because it's something that makes me happy. Why not do something that makes you happy? Like, I don't get it. So, yeah, I'm gonna get it together. But anyway, so I decided to make this year just like a little update about my gap year, because I noticed that that is one of my most listened to videos that I have. Like, out of all the videos, that is the one that people listen to the most, which I appreciate. Thank you so much. But now I feel like I need to do a little update to my gap year, because I feel like a lot of people tuned in to hear about that. So it's been an official year since I graduated from school. I finished school May of 2020. I got my degree in May. I didn't get to do graduation because of the pandemic, but I did finish college in May of 2020. We're in May of 2021, and have I made any advances? Yes. I've obtained a job. I'm in the works of applying to school. So hopefully I'll be going to school next year. I'm praying. I'm going to knock on some wood right quick, because I'm hoping I get into school. So hopefully I do get into school. I've been really scared, but I've been excited. Like, I'm scared to leave the house, but I'm excited to leave the house at the same time. Not because I don't like living at home. I love living at home. Like, my parents, I love living with my brothers and my parents and my dog. Like, I'm having a good time at home. But I, like, the more that I'm at home, the more I think about how I think I'm ready to just be more independent. Because I've always had my parents in my corner ever since I was in school. Every day, mom and dad, I need this. Every week, mom and dad, can I get this? Mom and dad, like, my mom and dad, they always found a way for me, and I've never been so grateful about that in my life. I'm so grateful that I'm able to say that, yeah, I can live at home for a year and my mom and dad don't charge me rent, or I can live at home for a year and my mom and dad not on my head, or when I was going a minute without a job, they understood that it was a difficult time and didn't rush me to go, you feel me? Like, or when I did get a job, they were okay with the type of job it was, and they didn't pressure me to get this high paying career, you feel me, right out of college. So I'm really grateful that my parents were able to, like, let me sit at home and really figure out what I'm doing with my life, and let me go through my post-graduation blues, and let me go through my ups and downs. I'm really grateful for that. But lately I just been thinking, like, I need to get out the house and kind of start working on becoming a little bit more independent, because I've always used my family as a safety net, and I feel like in a way that hinders me, because I don't think of the risk. Like, I think of, like, oh, if this happened, okay, dad and mom and dad can just bail me out, you feel me? That's my immediate thought process. Like, okay, mom and dad will help me get through this. Mom and dad will help. Like, you feel me? I need to start. Okay, Des, you made this decision. You need to take some responsibility for it, and you need to get it together, basically. You need to be more independent, make some decisions, and stop trying to rely on mom and daddy for everything. I'm grateful that I do have my parents, so they have made this year easier for me. Because this could have been a lot different. I know people who are going through a gap year and just all over the place right now, you feel me? So I'm really grateful that my parents were able just to let me stay in the house and just let me, you know, there's my moments where I'm like, you know, I don't want to live by my parents' rules, but I mean, we all go through that. We went through it in high school, went through it now, but I mean, that comes with the territory, so who cares? School wise, like I said, y'all, I'm hoping to go next year. I'm going to retake the LSAT in August, and hopefully I get the score that I need to get into the schools that I want to get into. I feel like coming from I'm not tooting my own horn at all. It's something I was having a conversation with a couple people about. I feel like I'm the perfect candidate for law school, but the only thing that's holding me back is standardized testing. Y'all know how I feel about standardized testing, so whatever. I'm just repeating myself at this point. But, so hopefully I can get the ball rolling with school by next year, just so I can just, I'm ready for the next step in my life. I'm ready to become a career woman. I'm ready to go out there and just put myself out there and meet new people and have these new experiences, and to, I don't know, just really just, I don't know. And I kind of felt bad because when I was looking up schools and shit like that, so I don't, y'all know I'm all for HBCUs. I support HBCUs into the day that I die. But there are some concerns that I do have. And like I said, this might be controversial, but you guys are like, willing, if y'all want to talk about it, we can. But I love the HBCU that I love HBCUs. I love the history. I love the importance. But I went to a HBCU that was extremely underfunded, and we lacked a lot of resources that we probably needed to help, like, get us prepared for the next step. And I went to a HBCU that was that didn't have those resources, that didn't have that funding, and it was difficult for me to feel comfortable to apply to school because I didn't feel ready. I didn't feel like I retained any information, and I didn't feel like my school had the necessary tools to help me. And I feel like that's a big part of going to college, preparing you for that next step. And I feel like my college didn't do that. Like, of course I know how to finesse. I can finesse. I can get shit done. Don't get me wrong. I can work under pressure and get shit done, but I just don't feel ready. Like, when I went to Harvard, I had to fight my school to allow us to go to Harvard for a law convention. You know what I'm saying? We had to fight for our political science department. We had to fight for the little things that we needed in that department. And I just felt like that's something that we shouldn't have had to do. I feel like that was something that the school should be like, okay, yeah, we need this. Like, this exposure, having our students there, da, da, da. I shouldn't have had to go through the measures that I did to get to Harvard. I had to come up with arrangements, send hotel prices, send vehicle, like, what would happen if we drove, if we flew, if we took a train. Like, I shouldn't have had to do that. You know, I just, you know, and even when we did go, our advisors couldn't go with us. You know, they sent administration, and we needed our advisors there because there could have been some things that they could have learned from the experience. Like, we're at Harvard University. We could have took so much back, and we could have really reinvented the political science department at my school. So the fact that we weren't able to do that was just like, I'm grateful that I got to go, you know, even though I was scared being there because I felt like such an imposter. I felt like such an imposter at Harvard. I'll never forget. Like, I just felt like I just did not belong there. I was amazed to be at such a historic institution. And I was amazed to be with other Black students who are, we are all, like, we're all striving for the same thing. But y'all, I just felt like I did not belong there. I just remember feeling so insecure. Like, oh my God, what am I doing here? I was able to meet Dennis Archer. He was the former mayor of Detroit, and I was one of the only people that he gave his business card to, and that was just amazing. Like, I got to see where my future could be. I got to see, like, the connections that I made connections, you know what I'm saying? But I just felt like such an imposter, and I feel like I wasn't ready for law school. And I think that's a main, and I don't want y'all to think that I'm blaming my school for, you know what I'm saying, I'm not blaming them, because at the end of the day, like, I'm my own person. If I want it, I gotta go get it. There's people who were raised with far less than me, and they still went and got it. But I'm just saying, I just feel like college is supposed to make it a little easy to transition to that next, you know, that next step. And I feel like when you come from a college that don't really have the sources or the funding to do so, it's difficult, because a lot of people that I went to school with, they didn't even know that you needed to take the GMAT. What's the grad school admissions test? What is that? I know they got the GMAT, but there's also, oh, the GRE. I didn't know that you had to take the, I knew, but a lot of people that I went to school with, they didn't know that you had to take the GMAT and the GRE to get into school. They didn't know that you had to take the LSAT to get into law school, or the MCAT, or like different testings to get into school. So they weren't preparing for those tests, and they were having to take a year or two out of school so I can get ready. But I feel like we should have been having some prep courses, or it should have been integrated into the curriculum, that if you are pursuing if you're going to a post-secondary, you know what I'm saying, school institution, this is what you need to do to get ready. A lot of people did not know that, and even I didn't know the lengths I would have to go through to get into law school. I knew I had to take a test, but I didn't know that it was so much more. I didn't know what the test was. I didn't know that it was logic games and reading sections and you feel me? I didn't know that. I just thought I was taking a test just to get into school. I thought I was just going to be like a, I don't know, shit that I learned in school. Like, I didn't know the specifics of it. I didn't know the statistics I didn't know the test wasn't designed for me, that I needed to really dedicate my time to taking this test, because it's not meant for Black people. It wasn't made for Black people. It's another thing to keep us out. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that. But I found a way for myself. Like, am I just rambling about myself, y'all? Like, that is so selfish. Anyways, but no, I had to find my own way. Like, I found the Howard program and I found the Harvard program and I found programs to get me ready. I'm keeping myself back, but it would have helped if my school was like a little bit more supportive for all majors. Like, of course, STEM majors, they were getting sent a majority. Like, they would send us emails and it would be like internships this or, you know, opportunities. And a lot of them would be geared towards STEM majors. And that's good. I'm so glad that they were able to find the internships and shit that they needed. And, you know, but it would have been nice if the liberal arts majors would have had a little bit more to go off of. Communications, political science, social work and stuff like that. Because it's like, yeah, we have a hard time finding those things and we have a hard time getting a leg up. And if you're taking all of these, my thing with my school had always been like, you guys are literally taking students out of urban areas. We got first generation students. We have students who've grown up in Chicago and Detroit and Gary, you feel me? Y'all bringing these first generation students to school. We're getting in debt by taking out student loans and coming to your institution. And then what are we doing afterwards? What are we doing afterwards? Is anybody doing what they came to school to do? Or even close to doing what they wanted to do or happy in some way, shape, or form? Like, where y'all getting these kids into the school, and then what's happening after they leave your school? What are they becoming? Y'all can't bring all these students in here and expect them to know how to navigate throughout college. No. I know a lot of first gens who struggled so hard to stay and really try to make a name for themselves. Y'all gotta like help with the transition. There should be workshops and development classes and, you know, stuff to get you to the next step. Like, what do you want to do after you graduate college and how are you going to get there? Like, it should have been workshops and shit for that. And I'm not saying that my school didn't try. I don't ever want to discredit them. They tried in their own way, but sometimes it just wasn't enough. It was geared towards a specific group of students. And I get it. If you want it, you got to take it. But like I said, when you got students coming from all these different areas and these first gens who don't really know, they're going to be more hesitant because they don't know. They might be feeling, me feeling imposter syndrome going to law school is a lot of people's feelings will come into college. I'm about to go to law school feeling so fucking clueless and so lost. Imagine 17, 18, 19 year old kids coming to college feeling like that. And I feel like college, we there for 4 years. It's y'all job to make sure that y'all got y'all students ready. You feel me? Prepared. I don't know. So, like I was saying, I do love my HBCU education. I just, would I go to HBCU for law school? I don't know. I'm gonna apply to a couple, but I don't know. I'm never gonna, I know the beauty of going to HBCU. I really do. I enjoyed being comfortable for 4 years. I did enjoy that. I enjoyed the history of being there. I enjoyed the atmosphere, the environment. You know what I'm saying? I know the importance. But it's just like, y'all can't keep, the government can't keep doing this to us. These schools deserve so much more. We are so much more than just a couple notable HBCUs. We are much more. It's over 100 of us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't keep pouring the resources into the same schools. And I'm not bashing those schools. I lived at Howard for a summer and I loved it there. And they had their issues too. Like, even for them being such a notable school, they have their funding issues too. And we shouldn't have that. We shouldn't be getting less than these PWIs. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to rely on grants from Beyonce or Jeff Bezos' wife. I'm sorry if I don't know her name. Let me look up her name because I don't want to say no Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. Like, girl, bye. She has her own name. She's her own person. Hold on. I think it's McKenzie, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm going to look it up. Yeah, McKenzie. Like, we shouldn't have to rely on grants from McKenzie Scott and Beyonce and stuff like that to help fund us. We should be getting that from the government. We should be getting the same... Wilberforce University should be getting just as much as Ohio State University or Howard University need to be getting just as much as, what's a big school in DC? As, what is it? George Washington University or American University. Is it American University in DC, y'all? Because, you know, I'm a little slow. Is it in DC? Howard should be getting just as much as, I think it is American. Hey, it is American. As American University. Tuskegee should be just getting just as much as University of Alabama. You feel me? Central State should be getting just as much as Toledo. You feel me? Like, we should not be so underfunded. Like, I'm sorry. We deserve it. These institutions have created a generation of, like, black doctors, scientists, lawyers. You feel me? They've created so much. Architects, engineers. Like, these institutions have produced such great black excellence. And it's like they can't even get the resources they can to continue to support these students. My school would have thrived if they had the money. And they tried for us. I'm not going to lie. They did try for us. But, you know what I'm saying? It's a cycle that needs to be broken, man. I wish I was a quadrillionaire so I can freaking contribute to these schools, because we needed it. We needed it. I think I'd be a lot more comfortable if I had that. So, you know, I don't regret nothing, though. I take my experiences from going to my experiences and my trials and tribulations from college made me the woman I am today. So, yeah, there's cons, but there's pros. So, but in general, HBCUs, we deserve better. We really do. Because ain't no way we should leave school questioning if we want to go back to another HBCU. You know? Because we're scared. It's a fucked up system, y'all. I swear to God. That's why I don't get mad at... I don't like when people bash HBCU. I don't get mad at you for not going to a HBCU, but don't bash us. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, we do have our cons, but don't bash us. Because overall, it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience. I would say I wouldn't trade for the world. But if I could change my experience, I would go to a different HBCU. But being in that environment, I wouldn't trade. But I just would change the school that I went to. Because I originally wanted to go to... I originally wanted to go to Spelman. That was always my, like, goal. But I was so freaked out about the ACT that I never even pursued it, because I thought I was going to get in. And then Morgan State was my second option. But I don't think I would have probably survived in Baltimore. So, yeah. But, no, you know. But I'm grateful because I did get to go to school for free, and that really gave me an advantage because I didn't really want to be in debt until I fucking died. So I have to take out loans for law school, but, you know, I'd rather take out a $200,000 loan and only owe $200,000 than to take out loans for undergrad in law school and be over $500,000 in debt. So I'm just going to take what I can get, because I can pay off $200,000 way faster than I can pay off fucking $600,000. So I'm grateful for that. So for that reason alone, I will shut the hell up. But anyways, back to the update on the gap year. It's been, I have my ups and downs. You know, I have my ups and downs. There's moments where I was happy that I'm out of school and going to the next step. And then there was moments where I'm sad because I miss school and I miss being in school. And I feel like the only thing I know how to be is a student. It was hard adjusting this year. I will say it was a hard adjustment this past year to being back home and being with my friends and being around my cousins and stuff like that. Like, I just felt like I just was out the loop for 4.5 years. It was crazy coming back home and assimilating. Like, I've been running into people from high school at work. It's been crazy because, like, I haven't seen these people in 4 or 5 years. And, like, all of a sudden, I'm just seeing everybody. And it's been crazy, like, transitioning into becoming a local, being home again. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just been crazy because I just feel like I didn't miss out on so much because we were in our own little bubble at school. So this year has been eye-opening. I figured out some shit about myself and the type of person I am and the things that I want out of my life. And it hasn't all gone to shit, you know? Like, even though with this update, I'm not in school right now. I'm not where I want to be. I know that I'm getting there. I know the steps I got to take to get there. Because I was feeling a bit lost during this year. So I'm like, damn, my year is coming up since I graduated and I'm still in the same position. But I'm working towards it. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting there. I'm going to be there on my own time. And when I do get there, you feel me? Like, I'm going to be happy as hell. So, I'm not where I thought I would be a year later, but I'm not, like, disappointed in myself for nothing because I know that I'm really trying. And I need to try harder and study more and study better and study, like, be more, like, persistent with that. And I am. I know the steps I need to take. That's why I'm not ashamed of being, you know, where I'm at right now. Because I'm getting there. I can't. Whew. You know, because for a second, like, you be on social media and you see all that. You see all these accomplishments and you get kind of like, damn, I want to be there. And I do want to be there. But I also got to hold myself accountable and be like, Des, you need to take the steps to be there. Because you don't know what they did to get to their journey. They could have had nights where they're crying every night trying to pass their test and trying to get into school. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what people's, what their journey was to get to where they at. So, you know, comparison is a tool of the devil. It really is. You compare yourself so much until you just are drained from it. You feel me? And I try not to compare myself to other people and try to focus on, like, living in the now and where I'm at and not where I should be. Because if I focus on where I should be, I'm gonna be one unhappy motherfucker. Like, I am. I can't do that because I don't know what trials and tribulations those people went to get to where they are at. And that's why I hate social media sometimes. Like, I love social media from a standpoint of, like, spreading awareness and getting the word out and, like, self-promotion and stuff like that. But I hate social media because they tell you that you have to live within the realms of something. Like, you have to be 20 with an apartment. You have to be 21 with the car. You have to be 22 with the education. You have to be 20. You feel me? Like, I don't like that. I don't have to be where y'all think I should be for my age. I don't have to be there. Yeah, I'm 22 years old and I'm still living at home, but I'm working towards a better goal for myself. I'm on my own personal journey. Everybody is. If you are in your 20s and in your early 20s, late 20s, and you got your own shit and stuff like that, I'm so proud of you. But, like, I hate when social media try to force that narrative on you. I got to be 25 with a man and about to get proposed to with my own apartment, my own car. No, when I'm 25 years old, I'm probably going to be coming out of law school and still struggling a bit. And I think that's okay. Y'all got to stop trying to force. Y'all raising a generation of insecure people, of people scared to live their life in their 20s because they think they got to be established by 29. Y'all try to push the narrative that our 20s is when the fun stop, and it's not. That's when we're molding who we want our adult selves to be. I'm excited for my 30s. So many people I know are scared to just live in the moment of being 20 to 29 because society puts so much pressure on us. We gotta have a car. We gotta have a career. We gotta have a man. We gotta have a good paying job. We gotta be, you feel me? We have to have these things. And if not, we're looked at as, what the fuck are y'all doing? I need to get it together. No, it's okay. I've known people who've had delays in their life and didn't start living their lives till the late 20s, but they're happy. They are happy. There's people who probably living a life that you think that you should live at 22 and are probably the most unhappiest people you ever met with so much burden of responsibility. And then there's probably people who are not. They probably living a good little life doing what they're doing. I'm just saying, though, you don't know what people go through to get to where they at, basically. So don't spend so much time. And this, I'm talking to myself, too, just not y'all. Don't spend so much time comparing yourself to people on the internet because you will just, it just hurts. And it's unnecessary stress on yourself. I actually seen a post. I screenshotted it. And I loved it because I'm just like, it's true. Let's see if I still got it. I don't think I do. Do I? Y'all might not have it. Damn, I don't have it. Oh, I think I sent it to somebody. Hold on, let me check. Oh, yeah, it was. So it was, I'm about to read it to y'all. It was like, don't compare your actual self to a hypothetical self. Don't drown in a sea of what ifs. Don't clutter your mind by imagining other versions of you in parallel universes where you made different decisions. The internet age encourages choice and comparison, but don't do this to yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy, said Theodore Roosevelt. You are you. The past is the past. Only way to make a better life is from inside the present. To focus on regret does nothing but turn that very present into another thing you will wish you did differently. Accept your own reality. Be human enough to make mistakes. Be human enough not to dread the future. Be human enough to be. To be human enough to be well enough, accepting where you are in life makes it so much easier to be happy for other people without feeling terrible about yourself. And that was beautiful. I think it came from a book. Somebody said it was a book. Oh, the book is Notes on a Nervous Planet by Matt Haig. I'm sorry if I spelled it wrong. I'll put it in my show notes if you guys want to read it, because I kind of want to read it my damn self, because that was a great excerpt. But yeah, y'all, we our generation is just so full on what we're supposed to be that we just can't allow ourselves to just be. You feel me? And I'm victim to it too. Like I was seeing people get into law school and, you know, graduate from law school, and I'm like, damn, I really want to be there right now. But I gotta understand that this is my journey, bro. And I'm still happy for those people. Like somebody I went to Harvard with, they really got their shit together. They got into some very amazing schools, and you feel me? I'm so happy for them. I'm glad that I'm in a space where I could be happy for them, because I know it could have easily been the other way around if I would have let that shit get to me. But no, I'm genuinely happy for them. They deserve it. They're a smart person who deserves this. And this is just their journey. So it was hard for me to like come. I was talking to my therapist about that. Like, I was like, yeah, I think I'm feeling that type of way, but because I feel like I should be somewhere else right now in my life. And she was just like, girl, you got to be secure in where you at, because you know you're working for something better. And it was frustrating. Like, I went through a couple weeks where I just was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I was self-sabotaging everything. Like, I literally wasn't letting myself enjoy nothing. I wasn't letting myself be happy in nothing. I wasn't letting myself just have nothing good. I even was sabotaging, like, my, I don't want to say, like, I was self-sabotaging, like, the relationships and shit. Friendships and relationship and shit. Not relationships, like, you know, but, like, trying to form a relationship, you feel me? I was sabotaging all that, because I didn't think I deserved it. I didn't think I deserved it at all. And I do. I do, and you do. You deserve nothing but the best in your personal relationships. And then, you feel me? You deserve the best in everything that you do, not just relationship-wise. Because I don't want y'all to think that my life is centered around a fucking relationship. It's not. I want y'all to be happy in whatever the fuck you're pursuing right now. Whether it's just trying to get a new job, starting a new friendship, starting a new relationship, starting a new college, starting a new whatever the fuck you're doing. I just want you guys to be secure in that shit and to be proud of yourself and give yourself props and know that even if you are delayed, you're on the path you're supposed to be on, and nobody can take that away from you. Not a soul. Enjoy the little things. Enjoy the little accomplishments of passing a test, of graduating, of being promoted, of being recognized, of being congratulated. Like, enjoy that shit because you deserve that shit. You feel me? With that being said, y'all, I think I'm rambling a little bit too much. I don't even know how long this is. I apologize, y'all. But like I said, I'm going to try to hold myself to being consistent with this show because I love doing this shit and I need to put the energy into shit that I love instead of shit that I hate, you know? So I'll be quick to put my energy into shit that I dislike. But I need to redirect that and put it into shit that I love. And I love my show. Simple as that. I want to actually get more guests on here. I want to, you know, talk to other people, interview other people. So I need to really just start taking all the ideas that I have written down for my show and actually execute them and stop just talking about it and actually be about it. So I'm really going to. Y'all, the government be listening to me because I be saying shit and it be popping up on my phone like, okay. I need more money. The government need to listen to that. I need more money. Shit. I would love for them to bless my account. I'll listen to everything else. Why don't you fucking listen to that? With that being said, I'm going to end this with something positive. I'm ending this with something positive. And then I'm going to try to stay consistent. I'm going to try to upload next week after graduation. That's my goal. That is my goal. That is my goal. That is my goal. Hold on, y'all. I'm looking for my positive quote. I had it ready for y'all, but then I lost it. Okay, I found it. Look for situations that help you be the best version of yourself. I like that, because that's what I need to do myself. Like I said, I put so much energy into the wrong things. I need to try to become a better Destiny, because that's what I want to be. So do what you gotta do to become a better you. Shit. No, I'm kidding. No, but with that being said, y'all, thank you so much. If you're listening, if you made it this far, thank you so much for listening to me. I am so all over the place, but I promise y'all, I'm getting it together. I will be more organized. I will be more consistent. I'm getting it together. I want to thank y'all again for like over 1,000 listens. Like, that was crazy to me that y'all really listening to my shit like that. I needed that. And I don't know who, like, because it's crazy, because, you know, I took a break. I haven't uploaded since March 4th, and it was crazy because, like, the plays, usually, like, if you haven't updated in a minute, like, the plays on your episodes get kind of, like, it just stays at one number, but throughout this past couple months, like, the numbers have been going up, and I'm just like, okay, so somebody's out there listening to me, so thank you for people who, like, still check for me, even though I've been kind of inconsistent. Like, thank you for still checking for me. Because it's something that I'm trying to, like, really fight. I'm trying to fight that procrastination. I'm just trying to do it. And it's my dumb self. I always wait till the last minute. You feel me? Like, I need to be more consistent because I love this show. So, thank you guys again. As always, I'll see you when I see you.